This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for doing what you're doing to keep us doing what we're doing. And by the way, a special shout-out to the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our bulk mail center drivers. We appreciate you guys and gals. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers listening to us and our Amazon drivers out there listening to us. Thanks so very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Joining us from the literally, probably, frozen tundra of the panhandle of Florida, we have none other than Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
A little chilly up there?
It's reminiscent of days past, but yeah.
At least you didn't have to deal with what Buffalo did.
No, there was not 6 feet of snow.
Or the
for native Floridians, yeah. It's just as bad.
Yeah. Now, let's do the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because we emphasize those two words. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices. Well, I guess we can talk about the snow for just a little bit. Reason being is because Governor Kathy Hochul declared a state of emergency for the snow. It was going to be terrible, the worst storm of the century. Well, I think she forgot the part that Buffalo goes through this a lot. Oswego, where they got a bunch of snow, goes through this a lot. Watertown, all points in between, go through this a lot. She didn't need to declare a state of emergency, but who am I?
Yeah, and even if she did, she didn't have to call it the storm of the century. That sensationalism, you know, overreaction. And we see that a lot in today's society. It's the worst ever. It's unbelievable. It's bad. You know what? It's happened before. It's going to happen again. Weather is cyclical. You know, if you live in a place that gets it once, you're going to get it again. It's like living in Florida saying, oh, we got a hurricane?
Yep.
What a surprise. No, it's going to happen. If you live there long enough, you're going to be in the path of the storm.
Yep.
And then if you live in Chicago, it's going to get cold. If you live in upstate New York, you're going to get snow.
You bet.
So, you know, enough with the sensationalism and the political justifications for trying to get in front of the cameras, because that's exactly what this was. The new governor needs to be important.
Well, it gave her a chance to wear the sweatshirt with the governor's logo on it and the baseball cap with the governor's logo on it, so it gave her a chance to show out.
Yeah, and the people in Buffalo and the surrounding areas that actually got the snow were too busy shoveling to care.
You're right, because if you took a look at that one picture that I sent to the the group last night, that was 2 miles away from the football stadium, and you notice the people that shoveled the snow away from their cars, front, back, and sides, didn't quite go to the road, because when the plow does decide to come through and snow the, plow that, they're going to plow that snow right back into that driveway.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's mm-hmm. not... If they understand not to do that, then they've been through it before.
Yep.
So it's not the sensationalist claptrap that the Hochul's trying to throw on everybody. Her response was one of political opportunism. So there you go.
Well, let's talk about this, because this isn't political opportunism, but it's close. The G7 is calling for a significant UN response to the North Korean missile launches. What on earth does that mean?
Well, again, the UN is worthless as tits on a bull.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is. It's a global wannabe government organization that was chartered to prevent war. It was supposed to be a place where people went to talk to prevent conflict.
Yep.
It was not supposed to be a world government. It was not supposed to be engaged in climate this and hunger that. It wasn't supposed to be involved in any of this stuff. So the G7, it's a group of leaders that get together so that they could say that they get together. What are they going to do about North Korea? What, they're going to sanction them? They're one of the poorest nations on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so China's not going to let you do anything to them. And right now, Russia's not going to let you do anything to them. And so what are they going to do? This is all talk, all bluster. Nothing's going to happen.
Okay, I hear the music coming up. Hold on to that thought. And, folks, I'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there, check it out, and catch his podcast and check all the great articles that he writes over there. And I will be right back with Frank Silvato.
This is Frank Silvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, this portion of the show brought to you by Moss Nissan. Yep, Moss Nissan and all those dealerships and a new one, too, up in Brooksville. We'll tell you all about that in a second. But people come flocking to Moss Nissan for a couple different reasons. One of them is the You Serve, You Save program. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, fire, police, sheriff, state police, or even security guards, and church pastors too, get a great deal given to you on the vehicle of your choice, new or pre-owned. Now, it also means that you're going to get Moss Care on those vehicles for the life of the vehicle. That means you're going to get free oil changes, and you're going to get free tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. And you just can't beat the selection at Moss. They have well over 600 new and pre-owned vehicles all the time. And that's because of the dealerships they have. How about the one in Crystal River? How about the main store, the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54? And then, of course, you've got Nissan and Acura side by side on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Both the Nissan and an Acura store side by side. Moss Nissan, Moss Acura. And then in Brooksville, Florida, the newest of the new, on State Route 50, just this side of the toll road, to the east of the toll road, maybe 100 yards, you've got the great Moss Nissan facility. So make sure you check it out and see what they have to offer. You are going to love what you see. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We have a caller on the line here. Let's find out who this might happen to be. Well, we did have a caller. They're not there. They're not there now. They'll call back if they want to. I found it kind of unique that former Vice President Mike Pence was defending former President Donald Trump about what the Attorney General Merrick Garland is trying to do to him, warning everybody about the partisan DOJ because they are planning on indicting Donald Trump regardless of what it is, how it is. They are going to do something to make his life miserable.
Well, of course they are. If they did, the fact that he announced for president means that he's in the crosshairs again. And what Pence is exercising here is part and parcel aside from that whole subject. He's being a traditional Reagan Republican by not bad-mouthing people on his own team. He may have his differences with Donald Trump from the days prior, but because he's announced he's going to be supportive of him, even if he may have a candidacy in the offing for 2024. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be able to take the stage with people who are running against you in the primary and be civil and talk policy and leave identity and personal politics aside.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that Donald Trump is going to have to do this time, because if he goes back on that primary stage with scorched earth like he did before, he's not going to win.
Right.
He's going to have to focus like he did in his speech on his policies. And he's got a perfect opportunity to juxtapose them to what's happening now under the Biden administration. The enemy has to be, and I'm using enemy not a physical sense, but a metaphorical sense,
mm-hmm.
the enemy has to be the Biden administration and Democrat policies. It can't be his other Republicans standing on stage, because he's going to need them going forward. So what Mike Pence did, he was stating the obvious. We've been talking about Merrick Garland and the hit squad that is the DOJ. It's a political hit squad today. It's not anything that has to do with actual implementation of justice in the United States. It's a political tool for the left.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about that for 2 years.
Yep.
Ever since Garland came on the scene, because that's all he's been doing. So, yeah, they're targeting Donald Trump right now, and they're going to use the power of the federal government as a political tool going forward. That's what they've done, what they're going to do. It's what they did during the Obama administration. So, you know, we should expect a lot more of the same.
Now, Carrie Lake has reportedly sent some sort of letter or information to the Arizona Attorney General, the Arizona State Attorney General, whose office is now seeking Maricopa County's election review to see what they have done in Maricopa County. And I don't know how serious this is or whether or not to believe what Carrie Lake is saying, but representatives in her camp are saying that this is stuff that could actually overturn the election and put it back in her hands.
No, the only thing it could do, and this is if the AG goes to the Supreme Court of the state of Arizona to stay the election, is to get a recount. You know, and she deserves a recount. One percentage point?
Mm-hmm.
That's well within reasonable nature of a recount.
Yeah.
And if Maricopa County was something that was affected by vote fraud, by electioneering, by any of a dozen reasons that could not only spark the recount, but also the setting aside of ballots, then yes, Hobbs hasn't been sworn in yet.
Mm-hmm.
She's governor-elect, and that means there's time to do things like this, to have recounts, to get judgments, to look at nefarious things, should they be there, and expedite a ruling from the state Supreme Court. So is there a chance? Yeah, there's a chance. Is it probable? No, it's not probable at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's, I wish her luck. If there's bad things going on, and there were people gerrymandering the election in Maricopa County because of political purposes to affect the outcome of an election, they need to go to jail, and it needs to be righted before the next governor is set.
Well, Kevin McCarthy has come out over the weekend and said that the anti-Semitic representative Ilhan Omar is going to be off the committees that she's on. He's removing her from the committees that she's on. And Eric Swalwell, of course, is leaving intelligence. But even better yet is the man being called the most dangerous man in the Biden administration, Secretary, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, Mark Morgan, who was the acting Customs and Border Patrol Commissioner under former President Donald Trump, said, and I quote, he's got to go. That apparently is going to be something else they're going to look into, impeaching and removing Mayorkas.
Well, you've got McCarthy's got his work cut out for him, but when you give him the gavel, he's got certain powers.
Yep.
And affecting memberships on committees and positions like Mayorkas's, that's within his purview to a certain extent. Where it comes to Swalwell and Ilhan Omar and Adam Schiff, yeah, he can affect those memberships on the committees. They served in bad behavior during the times that they were there. The anti-Semitism of Omar absolutely should preclude her from being on a committee, especially foreign relations. Swalwell, he was sleeping with a Chinese spy. He should be even in the hallway outside the Intelligence Committee hearings.
Mm-hmm.
And Schiff? Schiff used his position for partisan political natures beyond what is acceptable on the House floor and in committee rooms. So, yeah, McCarthy is well within his purview to get rid of all three of those people on those committees. As far as Mayorkas is concerned, they're going to have to go through an impeachment process to get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's going to stand in the Senate because Mitch McConnell made sure that we didn't win the Senate because of his opportunistic election practices. So, you know, we could have the hearing on Mayorkas, maybe apply pressure in the court of public opinion to make him resign.
Right.
But McCarthy's power is limited to a certain extent in his role.
Now, you're going to stick around for another segment, so I got a lot more stuff to talk to you about here. But, folks, when it comes time for Frank, and when he talks about the things he's talking about, a lot of people like the fact that he actually knows what he's talking about, unlike some people that just like to shoot their mouse off, which there's a lot of them. Just turn on the TV dial, go to CNN or MSNBC, and you'll find them, right?
Yeah, we're on Fox News. You're right there.
Yeah, there you go. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. Captain America's Third Watch. Rolling along, I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Five people were killed and 25 injured when a gunman opened fire inside an LGBTQ nightclub Saturday in Colorado Springs, Colorado. A man covered in body armor, 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich, was taken down by a couple of patrons and probably saved many lives. One witness talked with KMGH7 in Denver, Joshua Thurman.
It was so scary. I heard shots, broken glass, bodies. It was... How? Why?
Walt Disney's board of directors overnight replaced chief executive Bob Chapek with Robert Iger, the company's former chairman and CEO who left the company at the end of last year. Susan Arnold, chairman of Disney's board, said Bob is uniquely situated to lead the company through this pivotal period. Short work week. Thursday is Thanksgiving. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, you've heard me talk about Relief Factor. I tell you about it because it works. I've been taking it for over 8 years, and I take it religiously. I start my morning every morning out with it, with my breakfast, whatever it happens to be. And then I wait until whatever happens the next time I decide I'm hungry, if whether or not I need to take a second pack or not. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Because what it does for me is it reduces the pain and the swelling and the inflammation and the suffering that I have to go through with the problems that I have with my left and right leg. So, that being said, if it works for me, it just might work for thee. All you got to do is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Check it out, $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. You'll know by the end of the third week whether or not it's going to work. And if it does, then you'll go on automatic delivery and away you go. It's that simple. Relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try. You just might get out of the pain that you're currently in. All right, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, is back with us. Thank you, Mr. Frank, for sticking around.
Absolutely. Anytime and always, my friend.
Now, we've got Elon Musk, who did a poll, and on the results of that poll, 52 favored Trump coming back to Twitter, 48% didn't. On that poll, he said, okay, we're going to put Trump back up on Twitter. So he opened up the account, and they got it. But Trump hasn't tweeted anything. He's using his Truth Social website, which I would, this social media thing, which I would think he'd want to do anyway.
Well, you just wait for the campaign to keep going. He'll be all over the place, and a wise person who wants to get the message out uses every avenue that they can possibly use to get their message out.
Sure.
What Elon Musk did was he proved that in the United States we do things a little bit more democratically than the, and ironically named, Democratic Party does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm glad to see that he did that. It was interesting to see CBS drop off immediately and then quietly reestablish themselves so they could virtue signal that they didn't like Donald Trump, but, you know, they didn't really have to make that kind of a statement on the Twitter platform because we all know that they're wholly partisan anyway. So, bravo to Elon Musk. I hope he keeps going down that road over at Twitter. You've seen a giant jump in conservative engagement on Twitter since he took over, and that's just kind of leveling the playing field over there. It was so one-sided before. It was ridiculous. Some of the things I see Rob Reiner posting on Twitter are, by California definitions, hate speech extraordinaire. This guy, the bile that he vomits out of his mouth about Trump and the Republican Party, if it were in reverse, he would have been banned for life a long time ago. It's hate speech. So I'm glad to see that playing field's being leveled a little bit. So bravo, Elon. You know, I like Elon Musk. I'm sorry. Some people don't like him for his quirkiness. I think the guy's heart's in the right place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't doubt that either. Now, George the Godfather saying hello, so good morning, George.
Good morning, George.
And we just had Eric in Tennessee, East Tennessee, sign off, say, well, got to run, sir, got to go out the dogs. He says, by the way, it's currently 21 degrees and chilly up here.
At least he doesn't have 6 feet of snow to walk the dogs in.
No, he does not. But you'd rather have the snow when it's 21 degrees than to not have it because it makes it a little bit more docile. And let's see here. Jeff was chiming in. When the candidate is also the Secretary of State, she should have recused herself from the elections. This is a blatant conflict of interest. Well, yeah.
Without doubt. And that should be one of the deciding factors on whether Lake gets a recount, and it should be a serious component into what they look into in that state. You want to talk about setting the stage with reforms? How about one of the candidates got heavy control of the process?
Mm-hmm.
That's Venezuelan stuff right there.
Well, it reminds me of Catherine Harris when she was the Secretary of State. She wasn't running for anything, but she had to declare the winner back there with George W. Bush and Al Gore, remember?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of apples and oranges here. Somebody's got to do it. If you're not on the ballot, I would prefer that. But if you're on the ballot and you have supervision control over the election, that's something that's ethically challenged. So, again, and I said this last week when we were talking about this, the people of Arizona, you've got a big problem on your hands. If you've got somebody who is a governor-elect who didn't have a level of ethics to recuse herself from something so blatantly wrong, how do you expect that person to govern ethically as governor? You've made a poor choice. If this stands, the people of Arizona have made a poor choice in selecting their governor.
Now, I got a question for you. I'm looking at Real Clear Politics, and I haven't been able to find this anywhere else, but they've got quite the layout of the numbers. They've got Democrats 213 in the House, Republicans 218. We've got one race which has already been called in California District 3 for Mr. Kiley. He won that 52.1 to 47.9. They haven't given him credit for it yet, so that would be 219 seats. And there was another race that was, Boebert in Colorado, where she was leading when her challenger conceded that he had lost. Now, doesn't that automatically make her the winner or no?
Well, you got to count the ballots. I doubt that if they turned around and said, oh, by the way, after all the ballots are counted, you won, that concession would stand. But you got to count the ballots. Regardless of which way it goes, if we've got a solid 218, we've got control, But the bigger point is here, it's a razor-thin majority. And that in and of itself has its own problems for Kevin McCarthy. You don't get to just have your agenda. You've got different factions within your caucus that are going to want things a certain way. Republicans are worse on this than Democrats. Republicans, when they get control, they factionalize and they extract things, and they don't always stand together in unification in order to get things done. Democrats will march lockstep. You know, Nancy Pelosi could whip people over on the Democratic side. There were no defections. On the right side of the aisle, majority, there are defections all the time. It's not a lockstep type of march. And sometimes on some important issues. So that's the mark of a leader on the right side of the aisle in the House when we get elevated to the majority is, can you keep your caucus actually voting in unison when important things come? You know, there are good points and bad points to that, but when you have a margin that as slim as they have now, it becomes a necessity. You saw what happened in the Senate in 2020, yeah, when you had Manchin and Sinema, you know, both say, we're not going to do this. They mm-hmm. couldn't move things forward. That situation could present in the House for McCarthy.
Well, here's the other thing. We've got 5 seats left to be decided, and the Republicans are winning 4 of the 5 right now. That would give them, theoretically, 222 to 214. Or 213, sir. Wait a minute. The number's right.
Oh. It would be nice if that happened. I hope it does. Looking at this, that issue from 30,000 feet, you have to wonder why we're getting on almost 2 weeks on now. And we still don't have winners in some races. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous that election day can come and go, and 2 weeks later we're still waiting for ballots to be counted.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned, in those places where the ballots aren't counted, those states and those counties, it's a dereliction of duty. And the people who are counting the ballots, you either reform your voter laws so that you call a winner on election day. That's the day the election happens.
Yep.
Execute your jobs. Because the more time that passes between the casting of ballots and the certification of ballots, the more opportunity there is for fraud. So you must minimize that time.
Well, here comes the music. So we're out of time for this portion of the week. I'll have to talk to you on Friday. And on Friday, I'm going to ask you about Paul Ryan. He made some news this past week. Oh, boy. All right. You have a great day, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. That is Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Undergroundusa.com. Go over there. Check it out. See what he's all about. In the meantime, we're coming back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the sports segment brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs in the Sarasota and Tampa Bay area. Now, don't forget that when you stop by Dominic's Blinds and Decor at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, you can call them at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. The number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, with sports, it's the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Thrilling game last night.
Oh, man.
And the Los Angeles Chargers. Kelsey, one tight end, Captain. I mean, this kid is something special. Three TDs. He rallies them past them. And Chargers gave you everything they got, too. Herbert and Palmer. I mean, the Chargers are almost there, Captain. They're just like a step away. So right now, it's really KC's AFC to lose. They always find a way to win. They have the talented athlete, great coaching staff. But right on their heels are the Buffalo Bills. And they come through away from their own home stadium to Detroit and play the Cleveland Browns out there and win 31-23 and did a fantastic job. So, hats off to Detroit. You know, that was cool of them to host the game there. And also the Detroit Lions go out to play the New York Giants there. And they put it on, Captain. They played fantastic. So give them credit. Should be a lot of fun this Thanksgiving, Captain. A lot of good football. Thanksgiving and the weekend. I'm looking forward to it like a lot of other people. It looks like Washington has named Mr. Heinicke as their starter, the QB for the rest of the year. And Carson Wentz will back him up when healthy. He's still, you know, trying to get back his health.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking about health, the L.A. Rams quarterback, Matthew Stafford from the Georgia Bulldogs, we'll talk about them in a minute, number one in college football. He had another concussion, Captain. Very unfortunate, you know.
Is that not the second one of the year?
Yeah, man.
He may be done. He may be done.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, they're pretty much out of it, Captain. I can't see them really going anywhere. So why risk it, like you said? Cooper Kupp, the great wide receiver, had surgery this past week for his ankle. Why bring him back? It's probably best just to ride out the season, play some backups, see what you have for next year, and see what happens for that ball club. But, I'm glad he finally won a Super Bowl. He did it. He had a great career with the Detroit Lions, and then goes over to L.A. and wins it all. So congratulations to him. Captain, college football, really some big shakeups, some big upsets this past weekend, and USC, you know, we don't talk much about them because they play the game so late at night, Captain, here on, you know, the East Coast.
Yeah, if you want to stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning until my show comes on, you probably watch one of their games.
There you go, Captain.
Jeez.
So it's crazy, isn't it? And they moved up to the top five for the first time since 2017. Mm-hmm. If they can beat Notre Dame, that's what I'm talking about. This weekend, you have Notre Dame and USC, a lot of great games coming up. And if they can win that one, and then win their Pac-12 championship, it's going to be very interesting who our top four are going to be for it all. So I'm glad they're moving it more teams. They moved it to 12 for the NCAA football championship, and that's a lot. 8, I think, would have been the magic number. But, hey, that's okay. If you're going to make it 12, let's eliminate a game or two for these kids. And I'm going to be playing 14 to 16 games of football while they're going to school. So anyway, that's just my take on that. So
that's your story, and you're sticking to it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I think so. I mean, we talked about players' health, kids' health, and, you know, pro football players' health. If you're going to talk the talk, walk the walk. And I try to do that, Captain, as you know, in my business. I'm in the insurance business, folks, and, Captain, I have fun talking sports. I love doing a sports show on the weekends. It's been a passion all my life. But my other passion is really helping people out with their insurance needs. And I really do that all the time. We say Monday through Friday, but Captain will tell you I work Saturdays and Sundays. People are working more and can't, you know, meet me on the week. So they got to meet me on the weekends, and that's fine. Because that's what it's all about. I mean, I save people money every day with their pharmaceuticals, with their insurance premiums, okay, with their copays to the doctor. I get them added benefits every day. All you have to do is give me a call at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. It is Medicare season. I know you're hearing a bunch of things come in the mail. If you're turning 65, I know you're hearing commercials on TV every day. But what you want to do is you don't want to call. You don't want to do it yourself. I've had too many people call me up, Captain, going, Patrick, I did it myself, trying to help you out and get you the credit by calling the company or dealing with the company or doing it myself on the computer. And what happens is they choose the wrong plan, and then we have to fix that. They put in the wrong doctor that they wanted, and it just turns into a nightmare. Please don't do that. I was at a seminar the other day, Captain. I was like, hey, listen to Patrick. I was here last year. I did it myself. That's why I'm back here to make sure we do it right. So anyway, save yourself some money. Save yourself some headache and time. Give me a call to help you out with your insurance needs, especially with Medicare right now, 813-966-1052, Patrick Highland. And, Captain, I'll be talking to you Wednesday morning, the day before Thanksgiving. I want everybody to be safe and sound out there. And you know what, Captain? We have our issues in this great country, but overall, there's a lot for us to be thankful for. Amen, brother?
Yep.
Amen.
Yep, and a yep, and a double yep, and an amen, and a holy cow.
it's just the truth. You know, we're working on things. We're getting better, and that's so important. So I can't wait to see our country get back to where it was before. I really do think we're going to wake up and see that we have more in common than we don't. And don't let people divide us and try to change us with their antics and with their agendas. At the end of the day, I bet you out of 100 people at the diner, Captain, 80, 85 agree on the majority of things and let a couple of minor things separate us. And that doesn't need to happen. And that's the difference between winning and losing, just like in sports, Captain. So, as we both know. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, Captain, you have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you Wednesday morning. God bless the audience, and God bless our military, Captain. That's so important. Freedom isn't free, people.
Stay low.
Thank you again for your service. Thank you, brother.
Okay, later. All right, that's Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. By the way, his podcast for the show yesterday is up on the Sports Zone Facebook page. So you can go to the Sports Zone Facebook page and see it over there, I do believe. I also have it up on my website, so the Sports Zone, just Google it, and you'll find it. And it's going to be this afternoon. It'll be distributed around to a few more places, too, once we get that all going through the system. Now, you know, Tuesday, that's tomorrow, it'll be Have Lunch for the Captain Day over at Mission Barbecue on West Waters. Might want to stop by. They got the turkey again over there. Gee whiz. I was shocked that I hadn't seen turkey for a year at Mission Barbecue because it was so expensive or whatever. Now it's back. Now it is back. And I had my first turkey dinner. It was great. Absolutely great. So just as good as what I remembered back in the day. And I look forward to having another turkey dinner tomorrow because it was that good that you can count on something like that. And by the way, they've got all the stuff there for Turkey Day, all the fixings and whatnot. If you want to call them up and give an order, place an order, they'll take care of you there and cater your needs, whatever you need. So there you go. Okay, now keep in mind tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch, we're watching the news for today to see what goes on. We're watching to see what Carrie Lake gives to the Attorney General in Arizona to try to further her cause. There's a lot of different things going on right now. It ain't over till it's over, as they say. So keep your eyes on the prize, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a great day in the neighborhood. I can't wait till we meet again here on the Radio. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Check me out at CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.